From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Britain's High Court dealt a blow to backers of Britain's exit from the European Union, or Brexit. By ruling Thursday, the government must consult Parliament before starting the disengagement. Proponents of the decision say they will appeal. David Northfield is a barrister for the Field Fisher Law Firm.
Once the Supreme Court's given its ruling, it seems likely that the government will just have to get on with it. So if they win, then it will be back to business as usual. The government can take steps to start the withdrawal process as and when it leaves. But if they lose, then they will have to steer a bill through Parliament.
David Northfield. Survivors tell the United Nations that more than 200 migrants have drowned in two shipwrecks off the coast of Libya. Survivors who arrived in Italy on Thursday said their boat, which had been carrying more than 100 people, had left Libya before dawn and capsized a few hours later. Most of the people on board the vessels are believed to have been sub-Saharan or West African. Iraqi troops moved cautiously Thursday through a neighborhood just inside the city limits of Mosul. The soldiers, wary of booby traps as well as ambushes and sniper fire from Islamic State militants. Residents are streaming out of Mosul, some carrying white flags, others flashing victory signs. Afghan authorities said Thursday at least 30 civilians, including many children, were among those killed in fighting between government forces and the Taliban in Kunduz province. The U.S. military confirmed two of its soldiers were killed in the fighting and two were wounded. The fighting on the outskirts of the provincial capital erupted after Afghan forces, with the help of American partners, raided an insurgent compound. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is proving to be one of Democrat Hillary Clinton's most vocal surrogates. Thursday, he mocked Republican Donald Trump as uniquely unqualified to be president.
This counts. This has to do with what's going to happen in your family, in your community, to soldiers and veterans. The safety of our kids.
Meanwhile, Trump is accusing Clinton of engaging in a criminal enterprise for her handling of national security material in her emails during her four-year tenure as Secretary of State.
These are sad events for our country. A high-ranking government official has been caught selling her public office, threatening national security, and engaging in a massive criminal cover-up.
Two major opinion polls showed Clinton still ahead of Trump among likely voters, with the New York Times CBS News poll giving her a 45-42% lead, and the Washington Post ABC News tracking poll showing her with a 47-45 advantage. Kenya's United Nations ambassador said Thursday that the Kenyan general who was in charge of peacekeepers in South Sudan during a violent episode in July has been made a scapegoat for UN peacekeeper failures. Margaret Bashir reports.
Ambassador Macharia Kamau told reporters that an internal UN investigation into events during the July 8 to 11 fighting, which led to some 300 deaths, was conducted with a preordained outcome in mind.
It's shameful, unfair, and an exercise in scapegoating.
He said there is plenty of blame to go around, from headquarters all the way down to the field commanders. He added that it was difficult to believe that the Kenyan general, who had only arrived to the mission 3 weeks before, should be the only person to bear responsibility for failures to protect civilians. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
An anti-corruption protest turned violent Thursday in Kenya's capital, with police caught on video beating at least one journalist and one protester. Protesters gathered in Nairobi's Uhuru Park to voice their opposition to what they say are increasing levels of corruption in President Uhuru Kenyatta's government. Amnesty International said Thursday that attempts to resolve the issue of the closure of its Moscow office have been stonewalled by city authorities. Amnesty staff members arrived at their office Wednesday to find the doors sealed and the locks changed. The Moscow mayor's office said the rights group had failed to pay rent on time, but Amnesty says it has documents proving that the rent had been paid through October of this year. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.